Ever want to learn the sport of fly fishing? This is Bill Bartee saying that summertime, when school's out and the days are longer, provides a great time to start it up. Ponds, lakes, and even heading to the mountains provides a chance for you to start this sport. Come on over to Jesse Brown's for equipment, advice, and directions to some of the best fishing places and to the sport of a lifetime.
All right, Bill Bartee, get down off that zip line, and I want to tell you something we missed out on in Saluda, North Carolina, and that was Coon Dog Days back the first week in July, and we've got to get better coverage on that next year because that is one of the local events that is a must-see.
Wow, Coon Dog Days. Yep, we missed out on that one. Sometimes they get by us, but if you have something that you would like covered here on the Carolina Outdoors, give us a shout. We live over there at Jesse Brown's. We're glad to take note. You can email me, bill@jessebrown.com, so we don't miss things like Coon Dog Days.
That's right. Town of 700, Saluda, turns into 10,000 people enjoying the sights and sounds of Coon Dog Days.
Well, and it is, it does have a particular sound to it,
you
for
think?
Sure. Well, listen, we covered a whole bunch from the open where I kind of, I rapid fired you on some things to do, but here on the Carolina Outdoors, Don Yeager right there, Bill Bartee. That's what we do each week is come in and break down four different listening segments for you to obtain via podcast, wherever you may listen or subscribe to a podcast. If you like the Carolina Outdoors, we encourage you to subscribe to it, rate and review it. It also helps other people find it and listen to it for those who aren't listening early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Don, although you are guiding people for fly fishing, we are outfitting people for travel and adventure at Jesse Brown's. When we come into the Carolina Outdoors, so much of it is public service, helping people find things to do, influential people in the Carolinas and around the world who are doing outdoor things, maybe doing adventurous things, so that we too can participate. And this week was no different in that we went megalodon hunting at Wrightsville Beach, 100 feet underwater.
You got to get that certification, man. You got to find one of those things. They're pretty darn cool. Now, I do. I run into a lot of people that hunt them on shore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, there's some know-how involved in that, and kind of like the guys that are doing the tour out there for the scuba diving, I think the sites are well protected as far as secrecy of locations that are abundant with megalodon teeth.
Well, check it out, WB Diving. Thanks to Chris Slog for coming on. It's nice to have insight not just on scuba diving and the places that they run the charters, but also to have a little insight in marine biology, whether it be the types of marine life that we may see down there or the types of marine life that were around 3 million-plus years ago, because a 59-foot world's largest predator is something to see, especially when you have a tooth that old.
Absolutely. It's amazing that those things have held up that long and that people do find them and treasure them, that's for sure. Now, I don't know if they find any other kind of treasure out there among the wrecks, and they probably keep it under their hat if they do.
Well, you can join the club. Check it out, WB Diving. Or just let us know over at Jesse Brown's. We'll hook you up with the right people like Chris Logg to participate in. And speaking of the right people, thanks to Sarah Bell for joining us. She came on and talked a little bit about zipline canopy tours, namely the Gorge Zipline Canopy Tours. And Don, that sounded wonderful with the views and the breathtaking views, if you will, but also the breathtaking experience of ziplining and just in the name of ziplining. Have you ever been on a zipline proper?
Can't say I have.
Well,
not sure I'm gonna. How about you? You down with that?
I'm definitely in on it, but I have not done it. Over here at the Whitewater Center, the U.S. National Whitewater Center, of course, they have a well-regarded canopy tour and zipline courses available there, but I have not done theirs either. So one of these days I'm in for it. The only thing I don't know too much about is bungee jumping. I might be out on that, but they don't have that at the at the zip line course over at the gorge.
That's a good thing.
I don't have to draw the line there.
Yeah,
but
I might pass on bungee jumping.
Maybe one of these days we'll get a bungee jumping thing.
I'd a whole lot rather parachute than bungee jump.
Hey, I mentioned earlier in the open, heading down to the South Carolina coast, and not too long ago, a few weeks ago, we had Chris Crawley on from Coastal Expeditions, and one of the things that Chris spoke about then was the record number of turtle hatches that they have had on the South Carolina coast, and because that's his area of expertise. But while I was down there at Folly Beach, in the Charleston County area of South Carolina, they were having turtle hatches, and they would check turtle nests. The Folly Beach Turtle Patrol goes around on the beaches and checks these nests. And for the most part, I was able to watch them do this. For the most part, they would find nests that had already hatched, and there would be little shells in there, turtle shells in there. But on the ones, two of the ones I saw, they actually had turtles in there. When that happens, they send those little baby turtles to the water, then cover back up the remaining eggs to let them hatch out on their own. But
so it's lights off on the coast then right now. Don't they require everybody to turn all their porch lights off and stuff like that during the turtle hatches?
Yeah, it does. Those turtles follow the horizon.
Head for the moon, I understand.
Well,
they
say it's not the moon, it's the horizon, the light of the horizon.
Oh, I see. So any light's going to confuse them a little bit.
Yeah, so they recommend, that's part of it. They've had this educational program for, I don't know, 20 years now at both Carolina coasts on turning off your lights to as not confuse the turtles. But anyway, they hustle them along. I saw one release of these little boogers. There was 18, and the other one was 12 baby turtles, you know, scrambling their way into the surf.
Pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. So,
you take any video? Will we post that up on the website or anything?
Yep, we have it up. So, hey, you can check all this stuff out. Go to Facebook. It's Jesse Brown's Facebook page, Jesse Brown's Instagram page, or check us out. Both of them available, of course, at jessebrowns.com. Special thanks for both of our guests, Sarah Bell from the Gorge Zipline, and also Chris Slog from WB Diving. For TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, this is Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.